Mourners have gathered in cities across the United States to remember the victims of the Orlando shooting, with many calling for increased tolerance and an end to violence toward the LGBT community and ethnic minorities.
Our lives matter. Whether you're black, trans, queer, whatever, you deserve to be on this planet because God put you here. And if you don't believe in God, you exist and you matter no matter what.
We live in a country where a leading presidential candidate is banking on anti-Muslim hate, banking on anti-immigrant hate to reach the White House. And so we as LGBT people who stand for justice for all must stand for justice for Muslims, for South Asians, for anyone who is targeted by hate, and not just ourselves.
The shooter has now been identified as 29-year-old Omar Martin, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. His Muslim background has led many to worry about a further division within the American society. Nihal Awad, the executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, has been quick to condemn the killings as a hate crime.
Let me be clear. We have no tolerance for extremism of any kind. We must not tolerate hateful rhetoric that incites violence against minorities. Religious freedom is the cornerstone of our beliefs as Muslims and as Americans. Today, we must stand united.
The exact motive behind the killings remains unknown. Omar Martin had caught the attention of authorities for suspected terrorist ties. The FBI interviewed him twice in 2011 and 2014, but was unable to verify any terrorist links. The FBI has also confirmed that Martin called police and pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State while he was holding people hostage inside a popular gay nightclub before he was killed. The Islamic State has since claimed credit for the incident. However, law enforcement officials have yet to confirm any ties between him and the extremist group. FBI agent Ron Hopper says they're still at the early stages of the investigation.
We'll determine officially whether it's a hate crime or a terrorism incident or even a violent crime once we have all the facts in place. We're at the very early stages.
Other motives are also being considered. The shooter's ex-wife, who only stayed with the 29-year-old for 4 months before leaving him, has described Martin as mentally unstable and abusive. His father has also cited his son's objection to the LGBT community, insisting the killings have nothing to do with religion. Addressing a shocked nation, U.S. President Barack Obama has described the attack in Orlando as terror and hate, and reminded the Americans once again of the tough battle against gun violence.
This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school, or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub. And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be. And to actively do nothing is a decision as well.
Sunday's incident in Orlando is the deadliest mass shooting in American history, surpassing the death toll of 32 in the 2007 shooting at Virginia Tech. For CRI, I'm Siju.